Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottie along with the legendary Herb Tyler. And we're joined here on our Inside the Tiger Den segment, which is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years and we're just getting started. Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network.
Right.
Jeff, great to have you here.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about spending that money on that phone call.
That's right.
You know, so great to have you here, Jeff. Tonight, I think I was telling this to Herb. I think it'll just be when we get to see Michael Van Buren for the first time. Because it's going to happen. I think this offense will get some scores. And once you get up, I think, man, if you'd be smart. You know, if Nussmeier's got that upper body injury, to pull him, give him some rest, let Michael Van Buren, who's a totally different style quarterback. So for people who didn't see Van Buren a year ago at Mississippi State, kind of give them what you was able to see in practice.
Well, he's a guy that's, much more dual threat, that's for sure. He's a guy that can run it, he can throw it, obviously. He's got a lot of experience, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens next season, or really after this season, how LSU attacks the quarterback position. They'll get an idea. I think the coaching staff, just watching him in practice this entire year, whether this is really the guy they want to go with as far as the replacement to Nussmeier. So it's an opportunity to get a look at him. I think I'm drawing a blank, guys, but I think Van Buren is better than what they had last year. The kid from Vanderbilt that they brought in.
Oh yeah,
I think he's a little more. He's a better athlete for sure, and I would hope that middle of the third quarter, that's it for Nussmeier. I mean, it would be even better if it was at halftime, but I don't think Brian Kelly's going to do that. I think. Even if they're up 28-0 at half, I think they're going to want to go out there for a couple series in the third quarter and see how much of a rhythm they can get into. And they better be up by about four scores in the third quarter.
One thing with Coach Selfo, when we had him on Thursday, he's like, Mike, I don't like these games.
Yeah.
He understands why you play it.
Right.
Because financially it benefits your school in a great way. And, you know, I told him the old Tim Rebo line that, man, nobody remembers what you did like late August, September, yeah. is what you do in conference play.
Right. That's right.
In October and November for That's him. Right. And, boy, they got hot last year, really got hot. And somehow, some way, they didn't get into the playoff system, which I thought he had a good enough team that if they got in there, they could have made some noise.
Yeah. They could have. Southland Conference was really down last year.
Yes,
I think
they
that's
were.
What hurt them. You know, Nichols had a down season. McNeese wasn't very good. Northwestern State was winless, just, you know, looking at all of the Louisiana schools. So I think the league is better this year based on what I've been able to tell as far as out of the Southland. And I'm not a big fan of these games either. I wish they would. I wish they were just playing Power Four schools all the way through.
Yeah.
It's just a glorified exhibition game. If you wanted to do something like this as a spring game, I think it would be great. I don't know how Coach Selfo would feel about that.
People would actually pay money to see.
Yeah, yeah, they would.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. They would. Yeah. You know, this is a game that I think a lot of fans end up. Somebody throws them some tickets, and this is their one opportunity.
Somebody shows up. Yeah,
yeah, the one opportunity to go to Tiger Stadium and watch a game. So. Well, I do like at least that it's a Louisiana team and it's not, you know, just some team, you know, it's not West Georgia or some team that's not Louisiana. So there is at least a little bit of an intrigue to see another Louisiana team come in and play LSU in Tiger Stadium.
I do know, look, we had the same conversation 2 weeks ago when La Tech came in, right? And La Tech is different than Southeastern. However, we're completely writing Southeastern off right now.
Yeah.
They could hang in this game for the first three quarters and everybody would be like, what's going on right now, right? So with that being said, what does LSU have to do to make this a one of those, you know, you give your tickets away games to somebody else and no one likes them because of this. So there's some technical things LSU has to do in order to make that happen.
Yeah,
right?
You better score points.
You score points. But I think what you want to see offensively is them rip off 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14 yard runs.
Yes.
You know, you want to see something like that. If Caden Durham happens to bust one for 60 yards, or if they give it to Juwan Johnson and he goes for 30, or Harlan Berry, you want to see stuff like that. You want to see them hit on some long passing plays. You just don't want to see a whole bunch of underneath stuff. You want to see them try to stretch the field offensively. You know, the last time Southeastern was here was 2018, and it was only a 31-0 score.
That's
LSU
right.
punted six times that night, and Joe Burrow only threw for 150 yards. So you just don't want to see a game where it's the third quarter and LSU's only up like 24-7, and it's just been a malaise type of game. You want to see them go out there and really hit some big plays early on. Get up 20-21-0, you know, early in the second quarter, and then, you know, really just go into cruise control after that.
And it needs to look effortlessly, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
It needs to be purposeful, and I think that's what the fans are looking for. That's what they didn't
crisp,
see.
Too. And I think the same thing for Coach Selfo. One of the things they want to do is you don't want to have the pre-snap penalties. You don't want to turn the ball over a bunch. If you get beat one-on-one, well, that's going to happen. Yep. It should happen.
That's right.
If you line up Chris Hilton on their best cornerback, Chris Hilton should win that. Should win that battle 8 out of 10 times, and you better be able to take advantage of it. So I think you just want to see a clean game. Brian Kelly seems like, hey, Garrett Nussmeier is ready to go. This is the best he's felt in a long time, so let's see it.
This is real early, but Ben already, Tulane, real quick. Chambliss with a touchdown. Trinidad to right 5 yards for a score. And because I know we got people saying, what about Ole Miss and Tulane? Well, Ole Miss is ahead 7-0. And it was fast. And now can Tulane kind of match point for point?
Yeah.
Now, Ole Miss's defense,
They're shaking.
It's lukewarm.
Right.
But, can you keep up with that sort of thing? Jeff, I think one of the guys I'd like to see a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bit more of in this game, and that's Harlan Berry.
Yeah.
Just because, and nothing against Caden Durham, but this is how Caden got his shot.
Right.
Okay? He wasn't the number one guy early in the season. Then all of a sudden, you know, to put it, hey, kid, get in there. And he was able to do it. And I think if you could have that 1-2 punch, and they're two different style runners.
Yep.
Durham. And also Harlan Berry, I'd like to see a little bit more of Harlan in this game. And also, too, man, throw a screen pass to him. That dude can flat-out run.
Yeah, I think you're looking to try to build depth at that running back position behind Caden Durham. And I think only Harlan Berry saw, two snaps or something like that in the last game. So this is what this game is all about, is trying to see – different guys. I wonder if they're going to experiment a little bit more at the right tackle position, because based on the Pro Football Focus grades, Weston Davis is not grading very well.
So Kerryus Kern.
Kerryus Kern, we heard that it was a battle at right tackle during preseason camp, but Kerryus Kern, he's only had over three games. I think he's only had one snap.
He got in there
against Louisiana Tech. So there's some sort of issue on that offensive line that they're trying to correct, and I do buy what Brian Kelly has talked about, that it's a new offensive line, and you got several guys that are getting action for the first time. But my feeling is that this has been a problem here, in particular running the football now, with the running back for the last 3 years.
Well,
if you take away Jaden Daniels' numbers in 2023, they couldn't really run the ball.
Because that's sort of... gave a little bit of a mirage that you could run the ball.
Right. Yeah.
So my question is it the offensive line or is the style of run that we're trying to produce, right? What is it? Is it the scheme? Is it the running back? Is it the way the running backs see the field or don't see the field?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to put it more, I think, on the offensive line than anything.
I guess that's easy to do, right?
I think that, but I
that's what Herb used to
do. I would say, though,
last year.
I had no problems getting through the crease. It didn't matter if they had a crease or not.
I would say last year, the injury to John Emery really hurt them.
Yes, it did.
Because then and Josh Williams was a serviceable back. But let's face it, he wasn't a guy that you were going to give the ball to 15, 20 times in a game. And Emery could have potentially been that guy. And then you had to turn to Caden Durham. And Caden Durham certainly gave you a huge lift in the South Carolina game. And he looked really good. Then he dislocates the toes. And he's never really kind of the same.
Nope.
But still, that offensive line just never... It, for whatever reason, despite having four guys being drafted, it never was able to produce a solid
almost
running game.
Four individuals.
Yeah.
It wasn't a unit that was good. It was almost like four individual guys.
And I would say, and you know this, Mike, listening to you for years, the center position is so important, and they didn't have the right guy there.
No, they didn't.
And that's why... Brian Kelly and his coaching staff went out and got Braylon Moore.
Well, it's so weird because Brian Kelly is known for his offensive line and his tight ends, period.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a part of his whole repertoire. So,
I don't know. I think, you know, going back to that post-game explosion that he had on Saturday night, and I understand he was
– That's a little bit of an act. Come on, we all know. Well, coaches do that, I think – to send a little message, and also
I got your back.
Well, yeah. I got your back on offense. Don't worry about
it.
I got
that.
Your back.
Because he has said something different in the past.
But yes, he has.
I would say that, but I think it is also keeping him up at night saying, why can't we run the football? Why? I mean, it was such a struggle against Tech. They struggled against Florida. So I do think in a way, I agree. He was certainly looking out for his team and saying, hey, look, you know, we just won 17-7. Why are we so negative here on the first question?
Yeah, you got to see.
But in the back of his mind, he is got to be saying, just hitting on what you said, Herb, this is a guy that has had successful run teams for a long time in his coaching career. Why has it been such a struggle here?
Yep.
And I know that's got to be just driving him up the wall.
And it's his baby.
Yes.
That is his baby.
That's his baby, on offense.
Now, here's the thing, too. You mentioned it earlier, too. So, in my mind, since, I guess, LSU turned to the style of offense that we play now, or I guess it was Joe Burrow's first year.
Right.
We have never had that running back.
Yeah.
Or even the running game that was dominant like that.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. So as much as we did not like Les Miles and he would not change and all those things, one thing he gave us was a dominant run game. Now, we couldn't throw the ball 10 feet down the field. But at the end of the day, we had that.
So with great receivers, that's the worst part.
So exactly. So Brian Kelly can't get too upset about it. It's not his fault.
Right.
Whatever happened in 2017 or 2018, it was what it was.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire was really good at
He was really good.
Yes. They don't win the Alabama game that year without his great performance in that game. So he was really good.
Yes.
But they haven't really had the dominant running back that some of these teams had. And part of it is the state of Louisiana. Now, Harlan Berry is really, really good.
Yes.
And we're all anxious to see what you can get out of
him. But is he a heavy-duty guy?
That's the question.
I don't know if he is or not. Question. I can't say
I don't think he is.
And Caleb Jackson has not panned out.
No, he hasn't.
You know, getting a kid that doesn't play at all his senior season at high school that's a bad recipe.
Yep.
That's not good. And I understand they had the commitment before then, but having him not play at all his senior season, I think has really, that's really set him back.
Yeah.
So you had him, and then outside of that, you just haven't had the big time back. You know,
and those guys have left the state.
That's right.
Remember Moss,
right?
How highly recruited he was. He goes to A&M,
right?
Instead,
and the kid from Dutchtown went to Tennessee.
Right.
So there have been some guys, but not. And so LSU has done some. They haven't recruited the right guys.
In 2019, you mentioned Clyde Helaire.
Yeah.
The thing about that was, the offensive line won the war for the best offensive line.
Yeah.
So Clyde was really great. The one thing I thought Clyde was really good at that I don't see now in the running backs over the past 5 years is the vision of seeing the field now with the ball in your hand in the backfield, right, and being able to decide which way to go. Where do I need to really attack the hole at? And I don't see that. So that's the thing I think that we need to get better at.
Yeah.
And that's the question that I have. Can we do that with the players we have?
I think they got a couple guys, and I'll even throw Juwan Johnson in there just knowing how much I watched him in high school.
Yes, he can see the field.
You got three guys now, and Barry, Durham, and Johnson that can hit you the home run ball. You know, if the blocking's right, you give them a crease, they get into the secondary, and they can make some guys miss. The question is, can you give them that crease to make it happen?
Right.
And so far, that hasn't occurred.
We talk about the young quarterbacks, and I'll end it at this. What I want to see is that second-team offensive line.
Yeah.
Because if you have an injury, Jeff, you got people with zero college experience
behind you.
I mean, I think Bordelon's the only one.
Chester.
Chester. But other than that, man, all those young guys, they're all freshmen.
Yeah.
True freshmen.
That's
a big drop-off, and somewhere down the line, one of those guys are going to have to play.
And that's the bit of the danger of playing a game against Southeastern Louisiana, who you're supposed to beat by 40 points. I mean, look, Braylon Moore sprains his ankle on the first play of the game against Louisiana Tech. And, you know, you go into that Florida game thinking, oh, my goodness, you're not going to have your starting center. So that is always the concern when you're playing these games that – you're going to win. There's not much on the line. And you really want to come out of these games without any significant injuries.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Right, man, guys, we appreciate Jeff, you dropping on by. And look, anytime you're in the area, now we're not here late at night.
And we're only here one day a week.
One day a week. But, man, we appreciate you dropping on
by. We love that one day a week.
Yes, indeed.
All right, guys.
That was Jeff Perlevo on our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.